Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Wally Bach is here, too. Wally is an original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 1997. He still keeps coming back. We're not sure why. That could mean he doesn't have a life, but it might not necessarily mean that. He's the author of a number of books, including Net Income and Cyber Power for Business. He co-authored Ruthless Focus, and he's our good friend, Wally Bach. Welcome back to the show.
I keep coming back because I like the strange company, Jim.
Well, you know what? You came to the right place for that kind of stuff. That's for sure. You know, Wally, we never use the word normal around here. That's a really inappropriate
Ooh,
word for what we do.
Regular.
We talk about regular, but never normal. So what you got on your mind today, Wally? What's been going on?
Well, I've been working. I think you know this, Jim, but I've been working on a writing project where we've been profiling top producers.
Yep.
As it turns out, in the commercial real estate business, which I can talk a little bit about now. And I noticed something that I thought I'd run by you. I thought to myself, Wally, which is what I call myself, I said, Wally, Jim is a wise man, and he's known a lot of successful people. You should run this by him. So that's what I want to do this morning. I want to run this by you, Jim.
All right, start running.
Okay, we look at the profile stuff, and it seems to me that what I'm seeing in this, and this is all people who are top producers and who have been in the business for more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most
and
of
these are commercial realtors?
These are commercial realtors.
Meaning they sell, folks, they sell commercial lease space or maybe the buildings themselves.
They sell lease space. They sell commercial buildings.
Right.
Maybe
industrial land, that kind of thing, but primarily not residential.
Not residential at all.
Right. Okay. Go ahead.
Very, very, very different business. It's a business that's very independent. It's a business where sales are obviously important.
Long sales cycle.
Very long sales cycle.
Most of the time.
Almost all the time.
Yeah.
It's the kind of business where it usually takes somebody new in the business 6 to 7 years to get to a comfortable level,
mm-hmm, right?
Where the pipeline's full and stuff.
Yep.
And what I've noticed with these people, these men and women, is that there seems to be three components to the things that make them successful. Okay, and what I'm asking you is, do you see this? Have you seen it? Do you see it in other places? Because you've got a good broad range through the show and stuff. One component is there's stuff that would make anybody successful anywhere. Okay, they all work really hard. They use technology to leverage their efforts. They become more efficient. They will work well with teams.
They've had sales training.
Actually, most of them haven't.
Well, that's interesting.
I mean, most of them were mentored in, not trained in.
Okay.
They come in when they start to be successful is
right.
When they go and get certificates and stuff,
right.
which is interesting. But
okay,
yeah, you could add they can sell to that.
So the question is,
well, this is phase one. There's a component that fits anywhere, and we could plug that into managers of fast food.
Right.
There's a second component that seems to me to be industry specific.
Right.
And in this case, for these producers, that long-term thing that you talked about earlier, the cultivation of relationships, again,
right,
over the long kind of term, but
mm-hmm,
also dealing with different types of buyers and stuff.
Right.
And that stuff is, this works for them, but it might not translate somewhere else.
Okay.
And then there's a third component, which is the part that's fascinating to me, which is where it's whatever the personal thing is. So I interviewed a guy who was, for example, a Division I star lacrosse player.
Mm-hmm.
And his approach puts those things together and then has this sort of filter through my personality component. And what I want to ask you is, have you seen that? Have you seen that, you know, okay, we can define all these skills, but in the end, there's something powerfully unique about anybody who's particularly successful?
Well, I think that the only thing different about what you just described in those commercial real estate reps that from other people, from any other position, any other successful endeavor, I'll put it that way, anybody else who's successful in the job, the only difference is the sales cycle, the ability. And so, for example, in track and field, you have sprinters and you have distance runners. They're all extreme athletes. They all work hard. They all have to learn how to run. There is a way to run efficiently that makes a difference between, you know, a thousandth of a second.
Yeah, you got to have your back straight and your head up.
All that kind of stuff. But my point is the only thing I heard that you say that would be consistent with that group of people, the real estate, commercial real estate guys, and anybody else is how they pace themselves. And I would think that it would be similar to an insurance agent who was trying to break into the business market. In other words, not working so much on families, but focusing on business owners. Those are long sales cycles. If you're selling battleships, that's a long sales cycle. As opposed to somebody who's selling telephone equipment, let's say, or something else.
Right.
And so, to me, it's all the same. It just matters. It just depends on what kind of a pace you have to set into. In terms of your emotions.
I think that's where we came out. There's a long. We talk about long-term orientation and staying power and stuff.
Right.
It's the same stuff.
Well, you've got to prepare your emotions. You've got to prepare your own personal finances for that kind of thing. You got to be able when you actually get a hit. And you make a lot of money. And that's one thing about these transactions. Typically, when they make a sale, it's a big commission. And so they have to, you know. So and those guys are not on salary. That's another thing. Stand by, Wally. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Wally Bach. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.